Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in the broadcast again this week. We'll pick up our study here in Mark chapter 4, verse number 35. And the Lord taking his disciples, instructing them, let's go out, let's pass over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And the scripture says in verse 35, in the same day when even was come, nighttime, late afternoon, going into evening, into nighttime, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And so there's several ships, several boats there. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We mentioned last time how Peter and Andrew and James and John, they'd grown up on the Sea of Galilee. They'd been taught the fishing trade by their father, maybe even their grandfather, and maybe their father's brethren. They were fishers by trade. They grew up on the water. They knew how to handle a knife. They knew how to handle and repair a net. They knew how to handle a boat, a ship. This is a big enough boat to where there's a compartment there where the Lord would be able to go back and sleep. And they launch out at the Lord's command, and they go. And there's, as it is, as we understand it, how it can be on the Sea of Galilee, a storm can come up in just a moment. And it's night. And it says here, there arose a great storm of wind. And so the wind is blowing. And the waves, of course, that caused the waves, and the waves beat into the ship. Peter, James, and John, and Andrew have seen many things, no doubt maybe even survived some storms that the Lord preserved them. And they, knowing what to do, knowing how to sail into the wind, knowing how to bail out the boat, and they knew all those things. They could direct the other disciples to do so. Maybe as this storm of wind came up, some of the other disciples who were not, would be a landlubber like me, I think of Matthew and James, well, not James the less, and others, they weren't used to the water, and they might be fearful early on, but Peter and Andrew, James and John said, it'll be okay, you know, we'll be okay. But then this storm got bad enough, and they're telling those brethren to bail, and they're bailing all they can bail. And if I remember right, in other accounts in the gospel, I believe it's Peter that goes to him. So now this thing has gotten so bad that even the sailors, even the fishermen are fearful for their life. The boat is full. They can't bail fast enough. The waves are beating into the ship. They're filling up the hull of this ship, this boat. And the Lord Jesus is in the back part of the boat, the ship, sleeping. He went back there and went to sleep. Even during all this storm, he went to sleep. And they come back there and they wake him up. So, Master, wake up, wake up. He's saying to him, don't you care that we're going to die? Don't you care? Don't you care? To say that to the Lord, don't you care? I think indeed our Lord does care. Our Lord wouldn't do what he's done if he didn't care. Our Lord wouldn't have come and become a man if he didn't care. Our Lord wouldn't have created us if he didn't care. Our Lord wouldn't tell us the truth if he didn't care. Indeed, our Lord cares. And they say, carest thou not that we perish? It says here that the Lord rose up and goes out and rebukes the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. So quit blowing and peace be still. And the wind ceased. These brethren had seen different storms, no doubt, on the Sea of Galilee, and they knew that the wind would raise up and then it would begin to taper down slowly. But doubtful they had ever seen it do so immediately. The wind's blowing and howling and making these waves, and the waves are coming over the edge of the boat, and this boat is full of water. And the Lord says, quit blowing. And immediately there's no wind. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. This water went to like glass. A great hush. Not even a ripple. That's what this word, there's a great calm. That's what this word peace means, is hush. Hush. Hush that. Can you imagine you and I saying that to the wind and to the waves of the sea? Hush. We might tell our children to be quiet. At different times, we would say to them, hush. But our Lord said that to the wind, and the wind obeyed him. He said that to the waves, and the waves obeyed him. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? I wonder about that, our Lord telling them. You know, I think the message is indeed, if our Lord is not afraid of a thing, we should not be afraid of a thing. If our Lord is calm and dealing with a thing, we should be calm as he deals with a thing. This great storm came up, and our Lord Jesus is asleep in a pillow. He's in the back part of the ship asleep on a pillow. He was not afraid. He was not alarmed. And well, we and our brethren should not be alarmed or afraid either. If our Lord is not afraid, we should not be afraid. May the Lord help us. Many times in the scriptures, the Lord Jesus says, fear not. Fear not. That's what he says to us, fear not. We need to rest in him and trust in him. How is it you have no faith? Remember that biblical faith is always based and directed toward our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same thing as saying, how is it that you have no faith in me? Faith is always directed to an object or to a person. And our Lord asked the question, how is it that you have no faith in me? Not faith in your ability. Not faith in your ship sailing ability. But faith in me. I'm not concerned about it. Why are you concerned about it? I'm not away from you. I'm very near. And if I'm near, why are you so fearful? Why don't you have any faith in me? And they feared exceedingly, verse 41, they held the Lord even in greater reverence, didn't they? And they, as we, they have a hard time remembering sometimes about the greatness of our Lord. They reverenced him even more, and they spoke one to another. What kind of fellow is this? What kind of man is this? I'd ask you that question. What kind of man is this? The Lord Jesus Christ. What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. You know, if the wind and the sea obey our Lord, well, we should obey our Lord, shouldn't we? If the wind and the sea obey our Lord, well, we should obey our Lord, shouldn't we? We should obey. Sinner, the wind and the sea obeys the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are called to obey him too. You are called to come to him in repentance and faith and nothing else. No ifs, ands, or buts, no argument or quarrel against God, but simply putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins before God that you are guilty. You can't itemize your sins. You can't list your sins. You and I don't even know how we've sinned against God in many, many things. But certainly we come to our Lord telling him that we are guilty of transgressions against him. When we sin against God. When we sin, we offend a holy and righteous God. When we disobey his law, that is the definition of sin, and we disobey him. You need to know that. You need to see that. It's of eternal importance that you see, acknowledge, and repent of it before God. To understand that in and of yourself you have no hope. To understand that in and of ourselves we deserve nothing but hell for eternity. To pay for our sins eternally without being able to pay for our sins eternally. That's what we deserve. But the Lord that's rich in mercy sent his Son so that sinners like you and I can be saved through faith in him. We point you to him. We desire that you see this one that the winds and the sea obey him. And if the wind and the sea of this earth obey our Lord, well, we should obey our Lord. He's a great God. These brethren, when they saw this, they feared exceedingly. They were really, really, really afraid. They were reverential. They say, what manner of man is this? We know he's flesh and blood. He's right here with us. They no doubt had touched him or shook his hand or had known. They were there with him and close. They knew that he was a man. And he says to the waves and he says to the wind, peace, be still. That's what our Lord can give you through his salvation, is peace indeed. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954 by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.